Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, vegetable quesadillas. Beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, vegetable quesadillas.
Wise men say,
beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, vegetable quesadillas.
Only fools rush.
Beef quesadillas, chicken quesadillas, your quesadillas.
But
Trip per shed. Beef quesadillas.
Yeah, that's good.
Shall I stay?
How about that? Keep it going, RJ. It's
would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you?
The kids need to know this. You know,
like
you know
a river flows.
No, you know, you know, you can go to your left with music. You can go left, you can go right. You can do it all. RJ does it all with music. Welcome in, everybody. Thursday morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and yet another Astros win. Another Astros win, and Yiner Diaz. Odds Yiner Diaz is catching tonight.
It's Romber?
No. Romber is not throwing tonight. TBA still. I don't know if they've decided. It's probably going to be Blake Taylor. If Romber goes tomorrow. Farmer's going tomorrow. So
I had this conversation actually with McCool last night. I had another late night when the Belizeans come to town via
They're here?
Via Sevilla. Yeah.
Because if you were talking to him from Spain, it would have been late at night. It'd have been 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah. And so we were at a restaurant with Donkey Boy and Frankie Cardona and just
Two
of the most talented artists.
Fromber is Saturday. It's Brown. I think Fromber's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, and then Brown tomorrow. And Belak. So they still don't have anybody.
So we were talking about, so McCool took his son there in town. He took his son to the game, and I took my daughter and her friend. And we were talking about Diaz. And, you know, the idea that, okay, what makes it more likely? If you have, I heard Steve Sparks had a stat yesterday, 38% of the pitches thrown for the Astros have been by rookies this year. 38% of the pitches thrown this year have been by rookies. That doesn't even seem possible with the bullpen being, you know, a veteran bullpen.
Is Seth Martinez still a rookie?
Oh, yeah, maybe he is, actually.
Yeah.
He probably is.
I think he is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Renel Blanco.
Renel Blanco, J.P. France. Is Belak is he
I don't think
a rookie?
No, Belak can't be. He's not a rookie.
He isn't. Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
So it's been Hunter Brown, Renel Blanco, J.P. France.
Well, right now, 60% of the rotation is rookies.
Rookies. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Renel Blanco up and down.
I think technically he's a rookie though.
Yeah, and then. Man, it's just been – so I was looking – I went and looked.
Does that sound right? 38%?
38%.
I mean, Steve Sparks would never lie to somebody.
I went and looked. Keith Law had the Astros in 2021 as the 25th the best minor league system.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost ridiculous with the number of guys that were in the minors that are contributing right now.
But they're not stars. Not Hunter
Brown.
Jeremy
Peña was in that
right.
in that system.
And probably wasn't even, you know, it's been Corey Lee for a little while. Corey Lee has been the guy that's considered one of the top guys.
Yiner was down there.
Yeah. And Yiner came out of
nowhere. All these pitchers, France, all these guys were down there. Now, Yiner in 21, he wasn't traded to the Astros until, the season started. He came out with his rankings in February of 21, and the Astros didn't trade for Yiner until the season started.
Was there a minor league season
in
21?
How about Yiner, and Maton for Straw. Who won that deal?
Yeah, there were. I know. There was a minor league season in 21, right?
21 hit.
Not in 20, but yeah, there was 21. One in 21, right? Yeah. There was a system. Okay. I was trying to remember if they had.
Even still, he put out rankings for the Astros minor league system. And it's just, Keith Law, you tell me all that you want. Now, those guys, well, we'll see how good Dana Brown is, because Click actually is turning out to be pretty good. Click, with his bullpen additions and the trade for Yiner and for Maton, the trade for Graveman, Montero. I mean, Montero was good enough to get a $34.5 million contract.
Click greater than Jim Crane? Because Jim Crane obviously didn't like James Click he did GM stuff, but he did some subtle stuff that was really good. Would Click have ever signed Montero to a 3-year deal? No, I don't think so, because he's analytics driven. But here's the question that I was posing to McCool. Does it make you more likely or less likely to start Maldonado? Because he asked the same question, as Maldonado start tomorrow? And I said, here's the thing. There's a rookie, it's a primarily rookie-based rotation right now. Does that make, and you've got a Javier who's not doing well, but does that make it more likely that you have a veteran catcher? Or do you not need a veteran catcher as much?
Well,
because Yiner, he is a good defensive catcher.
Well, Yiner, the more guys that are in the minor league system coming up and pitching, the more guys Yiner would know.
Yeah,
that's as opposed a good to Maldonado, point. He hasn't caught them in the minors.
Well, I'm trying to think. I don't think that'll play with Dusty. Like, I don't think any of this will be taken in by Dusty. But I'm just wondering, does that help Diaz's opportunity to catch more than Maldonado? Because you're going, I would argue, and this is the argument I made last night, against no one in particular. I just said, you have a rookie pitching staff. You have a young pitching staff, and one of your guys, and two of your guys you're really counting on, are not pitching consistently. One has been bad lately, and one is not consistent in Hunter Brown. I think it's more likely you have to have runs. To me, from a pragmatic standpoint, you need runs.
Yeah,
you got to have runs generated.
So you could talk about this till you're blue in the face. And listen, I don't know anyone other than Dusty that wants to see. Well, there was a couple people on Twitter I just had to stop the conversation. It's, please stop.
Was this yesterday?
This was a couple of days ago. Oh. Yesterday,
yesterday were you dealing with people when Diaz has two home runs?
Yesterday I was dealing with people about. So I put out a tweet. I'm not even at the game. Daniel Bard comes in. I'm like, hey, stop all you people out there. If you weren't so busy doing the wave, you would boo Daniel Bard. He's the one that hit Jose Altuve. I mean, the guy was in there for 2 minutes. He pitched one inning. It's like they thought I was starting this thing at the stadium to boo Daniel Bard. Did you know who Daniel Bard is? He's the guy who hit Jose Altuve.
I saw you saying, if you didn't stop the wave, I saw your tweet.
Yeah. Did you know that Daniel Bard had mental issues because he hit Jose Altuve?
What?
Yeah. So people,
where are you saying this?
No. He actually experienced. He had depression or whatever because he hit Jose Altuve.
As you should.
Right. He's a guy, and I didn't know. I didn't know this, but oh my God, Twitter! The responses were, if I was Australian.
Twitter, not Astros Twitter.
I wish I was Australian yesterday, because I would have dropped the C word. Oh, they would have got it. They would have all got it. Trust me. All of them. All of them would have got this. Oh, my God. You'd have thought I shot the president. Well, no, I would have. A lot of people would have applauded that. You would have thought, I mean, goodness gracious, Twitter, I was, and I had to say, oh, my God, people. The moms that came at me. Mental health.
What? The moms.
Moms, you should have seen.
Who's, how is this getting to mom Twitter?
I have no idea. The mental health people, listen.
Astros Twitter would not have even blinked at what you said.
Listen, no. It was,
who is this?
It was unbelievable. The mental health, okay, listen.
No.
I know you can't make.
Okay, so if
you can't make fun of mental health. I didn't know. I honestly, I think I remember maybe the Daniel Bard hit. Hey, I've been through my trials too, right?
Yeah, so they can't say anything.
I had cart path only 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Did I overcome it? Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, I was able to overcome this. Mm-hmm. Get over it, okay? Mm-hmm. With your mental health issues. I have it used to be you could make fun of. What happened to this world? You can't make fun of mental health anymore. This is a terrible world we live in.
3 weeks ago, Daniel Bard made an improbable comeback. Then he had to do it again. Overcame mysterious
control problems. Oh my God!
Well, the major leagues, but the problems weren't gone for good.
I didn't even know this. Anyway, how about this? That Jose Altuve couldn't play in this series, but if Jose Altuve came to the plate with Daniel Bard on there,
I think a lot of people forgot.
No.
It's World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, it was.
Not everyone's locked in.
Right. But how that would have been very interesting since Daniel Bard went through this thing and actually had to come back. If Jose Altuve was playing, I wonder what Daniel Bard. I don't know. But if Jose Altuve was at the park, I would imagine he went up to Daniel Bard and, you know, hugged him and said, you know, all this stuff. I would imagine he, you know, hey, it's okay. It's okay. People get hit in baseball. I was joking about people are so. I can't believe there's no life. I have to get off Twitter because people, they just don't have lives anymore. No one has a life. You're right about Twitter protecting everybody in the world. Oh, my God.
Twitter has to protect everyone. Everyone is a fragile child that must be protected by Twitter. At least some arm of Twitter must protect every fragile human existence who can't possibly survive someone having a comment on Twitter. Let me ask you this. If Alex Bregman suffered from depression, as very well could be the case, after all the cheating scandal and being blamed, or if Jose Altuve had suffered mental stuff after being booed by everyone and viewed as literally this guy,
right.
This guy's viewed as the demon, the
right.
spawn
he
of Satan.
He is still.
Through no fault of his own, would anyone, who's there? I mean, Astros Twitter would protect him, but are we going to offer Jose Altuve the same sympathies? Number one, Daniel Bard, people probably don't remember.
Nobody remembered. And you know what? That's fine. It was a joke. I don't boo anybody. It was a maybe it wasn't a very funny show. I honestly didn't know
what? You can boo him. It doesn't matter. Even if it's a joke or not a joke. Guess what?
No,
you can boo Daniel Bard.
It's bad. You can't boo him. He
yes,
had mental
you can.
Health.
That's fine.
You are so insensitive.
You can boo him because he hits your player.
Now,
what if he
everybody
got
come after
okay,
Lance?
So
now.
If he got booed because if he's struggling with anxiety because
boo.
he's losing, he's not closing game. So Ken Giles could never have been booed by even his home fan. So no one could ever be booed because they might have anxiety.
Well.
I don't care. We can boo. I don't boo either, but we can boo Daniel
Would Ken
Bard.
Giles punch this himself in the face more?
Yeah, Ken Giles obviously had something going on. Didn't stop me.
Zero F's, you remember?
Yes.
Zero F's
given. Didn't stop everybody in the stands during the World Series at home going, oh, when he was announced that he was coming in, that AJ was bringing him. It's like, oh God. Not Giles, but No one's going to afford Jose Altuve or any Astros the same leeway for anxiety or depression or anything like that. So Daniel Bard, if people boo him because he hit Altuve, that's just part of baseball. It's just part of baseball. It's his job to focus on getting better if that's a problem for him. It's not my job to be therapist for him. It's not the job of everyone in Minute Maid Park to read a New Yorker article about Daniel Bard so that they know this or they research every player. I need to make sure that no players for Colorado have had any anxiety issues that I need to know about so I don't boo them. Get the f*** out of here. We're not doing this. Boo Daniel Bard. Yay, Yainer Diaz. He should be in the lineup from now on.
No, he's
and
not.
There it
Guess
is.
What? And oh, my God, the difference in OPS. His hope, Yiner's OPS
almost
is
to the
slugging
is almost to the OPS
yes.
of
Maldonado.
Maldi. It's almost
so
to the Maldi.
His OPS is 960 when he catches 600 when he's DH. So my buddy was with Maldonado yesterday. He said, Maldonado said, oh, I just needed a break, and they gave me 2 days off in a row, but I'll be back in the lineup. And Dusty said he'll be catching all 4 games against Seattle. It's so unbelievable.
Why would we say that out
loud? I don't know.
You're just going to have to. You're going to start having.
I'm
going to
have. No, I just don't get it. If he can't, I don't. His love from and the catching stats the metrics on defense, throwing out runners, OPS, every single one points to Yiner.
You're going to drive yourself crazy. It's not changing this year.
It's not changing.
Now, maybe the usage rate will change.
Well, does it?
And Diaz has started plenty of games.
Does he have to pull a Miles Straw? Does he have to do a Miles Straw? Trade Maldonado to the Mets because Verlander wants him? Trade him to the Mets and get back a haul that's going to be your future, like Yiner and Maton, and let's see. And we'll see what happens. If you have to trade Maldonado, you have to trade Maldonado, Dana Brown, to get him up. Otherwise, Pawpaw ain't going to stop putting him in there when Yiner should be behind
Here's
the plate.
Here's your tell when you're upset with him.
I know, you're right.
Your tell's out.
You know who I'm not upset with? John Clay Wolf. I'm not upset with him because he bought my car. He bought Frankie's car at more money, like literally thousands more than anyone would have given me for that vehicle, literally, because it was so beat up. He keeps track of dings and nicks and all of these different things that'll ding a car. I think the record was like 18. Frankie had 63 or something. It was just, she blew away all the records of dings on a car. Frankie did. And yet John Clay Wolf gave me the most that I would have gotten, period. And it wasn't just because it was me. It was because that's what they do. They do this with everyone. He pays thousands of more for cars. He just does all the time. He just does this. If you're looking for the best way to sell that car, you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Why would you not see how much you could get from the world's leading car buyer? GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, your family.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Let's all get back to Two White Guys Talking Sports. Wow, that's a totally new concept. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. Are you excited about watching the Rockets tomorrow night?
Not excited, interested though.
I am.
I'm interested.
So their roster is out.
Read the roster.
Okay, well, you can't because it's too long. Oh, well, here we are.
Read the
Chris Brandon, Darius Days, Jonathan Dunn, Tari Eason's going to play. Mm-hmm. Nate Hinton, Trevor Hudgens, Jay Huff, Justin Johnson, Jalen Jalen Lequeux.
Let him cook, RJ. Just let him cook.
Fletcher McGee, Matthew Meyer, Trey Mitchell, Miles Powell, Tijon Rodde.
How could you not be excited about this?
Jermaine Samuels Jr. Big toe.
Can you get to anybody?
Jabari Smith Jr.
Okay.
Amen Thompson and okay. Cam Whitmore.
That means they'll play a little bit.
So the starters, you won't even know. One of the starters you won't even know because it's Tari Eason, Jabari Smith, Amen Thompson, and Cam Whitmore. I would imagine those four start and then a big toe guy.
I will say this. Jay Huff. He's an NBA player. Nobody's giving him a shot. I really do believe as a backup center, mm-hmm. I really do believe he could get some
Where'd
run.
Where'd he come from?
I know he was with the Lakers summer league roster. I think he went to Virginia. And the Lakers were seriously looking at him last year.
Was he on a national championship team?
I believe so.
For Virginia?
I don't know. I don't know for certain.
Oh, Virginia's national champions were.
But this guy.
That's 19, so he might have been.
Might have been.
This guy could get some backup. So if we're looking for like a legit backup, back to the basket type center, I mean, I think Jay Huff could be that guy. So I'll be interested to see what he does in summer league.
All right. Well, yeah, you just got Landale.
Well, he was drafted, in 21, so he was on that team.
He was on that team. You just got Landale, so he's just going to sit in. But you need three guys, I guess. So you got that. They play. So the Rockets play Friday, and then they play Sunday. I had their schedule up, and I don't.
You know,
know
it's interesting
it
because
Ty
Ty might have been in this.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ty Ty.
Probably not Josh Christopher.
No.
Nobody can get shots when Josh Christopher plays in the summer league. Do you remember Josh Christopher was like setting records for shot attempts in a summer league game. Yeah. It was insane. Nobody could get a look. So that's why they had to trade him away before the summer league, so that somebody else could deal with him stealing all
the
shots.
So they play tomorrow at 6, Sunday at 5, Tuesday at 5:30, Thursday at 6. So they play every other day.
Yeah. Would Garuba have played? Should have.
Garuba something probably like would have played. Yeah.
But Ty Ty for sure would have played, but KJ wouldn't have played.
No.
But it'll be interesting to watch Amen Thompson. I mean, Whitmore and Thompson are the two that people really want to see. I think it's good that Jabari Smith's getting out there and getting some minutes in the summer league. I think that's good. You know, a lot of people like to go to summer league. There's huge parties. The NBA is about parties now. The all-white party is heavily what's rap and a lot of NBA infusion. Michael Rubin's party. And that's where
Did you see who was there?
But do you understand now why? Although I don't know if it was Michael Rubin's party or if it was Rick Ross. I think it was Rick Ross had an all-white. Remember that James famously, the next day after being eliminated from San Antonio, because it would have been much earlier.
Yeah, James, that was in Atlanta,
James Harden was immediately.
Yeah, on a plane.
No. It was on a boat.
It was?
It was on a boat. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but I don't think it was Michael Rubin. I think it may have been Rick Ross had an all-white.
Well, Michael Rubin's yesterday, a certain Texans quarterback was there.
Was invited.
Davis Mills.
No. C.J. Stroud.
Oh, wasn't it?
Yes, he was throwing passes to Kevin Hart. That's how you know he's made it.
Yeah, no, he's made it.
He's made it.
If you could hit Kevin Hart.
Yeah. I told you he was the most accurate quarterback in this draft. I'm not joking. He was right. I mean, he can throw and hit Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is smaller. Well, he's shorter than Tank Dell.
Yeah.
He's more physically built than Tank Dell.
Yeah, he's heavier. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's more compact.
But if
you're throwing passes to Kevin Hart, and can throw accurately and hit him in the hands, he's a smaller target. Yeah. I told you CJ has, you know, he's got that. Now, CJ already being invited to Michael Rubin's all-white party with all these stars.
It had to have something to do with Ohio State.
Or David Mulugeta.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
probably
yeah,
Mulugeta yeah. got him invited.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, Mulugeta's got a lot of clients, not just Deshaun Watson. Athletes first have a lot of clients.
I didn't see Deshaun there.
Well, he might have been.
I know, but it would.
I'll bet you Deshaun Watson. I'll bet you he was there.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm gonna check.
Did you see the list? Did you?
No, I just saw the highlight video like you did.
Yeah.
Let me go to his Instagram just see if he happened to post anything.
I didn't see the list. Oh, Wimbledon is on right now. Did you see what the protesters did yesterday?
I see Deshaun's with the same girl.
He still is. I mean, she is. She's loyal, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's loyal to Deshaun. Mm-hmm. She don't believe none of that stuff that went down.
No, that was
60. Clearly. How many did they have?
24 people. Well, 24 that went to settlement, but 24 people.
I mean, if you're going to extrapolate the number of people who didn't, probably about 60 or so. Do you see what they did, the protesters did in Wimbledon?
No.
Oh, man.
I saw the ones who got on the race. There was like a... like a 400-meter, 1,600-meter hurdles, whatever this was, and three people got the finish line, and like two of them got knocked over with one guy just goes, bloop, smacked them on the head. I was like, good.
I think these people, but a little pretty inventive. So it's on grass. Wimbledon's on grass, right? He comes out, an old man comes out with a jigsaw puzzle, like thousands of pieces. Throws them all over the court.
They were green?
They were brownish. They were like a tannish.
Well, something he wanted to make it
but
difficult.
You know how hard it is to pick up out of grass little jigsaw puzzle pieces?
I've never done it.
I've never done it either. Just picking them up off the ground, let alone out of grass.
Yeah.
I mean, and he started taking his shirt off and they were carrying them off.
What was this over? So in this country,
it's global warming?
Well, it's either going to be, in this country, it's PETA, could be global warming, could be something about oil or, you know, those are going to be the big three. PETA, I think, are the ones who tried to glue themselves on the basketball court or chain themselves to the stanchion. The most famous clip that you've probably seen on the internet is some guy behind the bench at, like, Minnesota. He just knows something's amiss here. He knows something's up. This is a really good security guard, and he's sitting there waiting, and this lady tries to run on a court. He bounces off the second row, flies over the first row, and tackles her.
He was great.
Can you imagine the feeling of running on a court and you don't get to do your thing that you had practiced for? Yeah.
And you got and arrested.
You got tackled
too.
And arrested? Yeah.
And you don't get to do it.
You didn't even get to glue yourself to something or chain yourself to something.
You didn't even get to. This guy, well, the old man was trying to take off his shirt and couldn't. He would say, because he was getting tackled and everything. So he's trying to tell everybody what he's protesting. Nobody knows. Nobody.
See what I'm saying? Like, he's got to be thinking, I did all this work on the I mean, the puzzle thing, he's going to be, that's pretty inventive.
It is pretty good.
Who would have ever thought you'd throw that would be something that would cause problems?
It was big. I mean, why are you bringing a jigsaw puzzle into?
Let me ask you a question. Could anyone in their 20s have ever thought about that? Who does puzzles now?
No, but
you got to be old.
Okay. RJ, have you ever done a jigsaw puzzle?
Yes, he's done a puzzle.
I mean, a little one, the one with the little pieces.
Yeah.
Have you done one after the age of 18?
No.
Have you done one after the age of 15?
Yes.
Okay.
You have?
Did your mom do jigsaw puzzles or your grandma or something like that?
My mom did puzzles.
Yeah.
But jigsaw puzzles, no.
What kind of puzzles?
What kind of puzzles?
Like just the normal pieces like.
Yeah. Isn't it a jigsaw
same
puzzle?
Thing, right?
Oh, it's the same thing?
Yeah. Puzzle. Yeah. Yeah, I guess a lot of kids wouldn't even know what a jigsaw puzzle is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. An older man just thought, you know what would be difficult? If I threw a 1,000-piece puzzle on the... If I can find something that matches the color of the court.
But wait a minute. When you're entering the building, you got a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. You're going to Wimbledon. Why are you bringing a puzzle with you?
Okay, let me tell you how that probably went down. He probably had to put them in a bag, vacuum pack in his pants.
Dude, it was a box. No, it was still in the box.
He threw the box?
He opened the box and threw it all over the place.
How do you get a box into...
I'm going to do the puzzle while I'm watching.
I mean,
it's Wimbledon. It's tennis. You know what?
To your point, though, you know how much work they went in to smuggle a box in to think of the jigsaw puzzle to prepare for something under the shirt? You got the shirt and you don't even get to do your thing. Now, you did throw the jigsaw puzzle, right?
He did throw the jigsaw
puzzle. So that was good for him. He got to throw the jigsaw puzzle. What is going to be next? A bunch of prunes on the ground? Or what is somebody old going to do that you are like, I'm trying to think of something that older people do. They could, they're not going to be able to make people playing tennis go pick a switch that they're going to get switched with. That's an old person thing, too.
No.
Go pick your switch.
Go pick your switch. No, we're not
doing
that.
Jigsaw puzzles. What is something an older person would do now that for a protest?
Jigsaw puzzle's perfect.
I mean, Sudoku? Jigsaw puzzle's great.
It's perfect, especially, you know how many little pieces they had to pick off the ground? It's awesome.
Right. I was thinking you were saying something challenging like Sudoku or something.
Like what?
Sudoku. But I don't know how you can protest with a Sudoku.
I guess you throw up 1,000.
You can
that's a lot of paper.
Yeah. 50. I mean, you can pants that. I don't know how he got this jigsaw puzzle box in. He's amazing. He's got inside help.
And what did he protest?
We don't know.
There you go.
We don't know.
So did it ever really matter? He's just a jigsaw puzzle guy.
So I saw it. Maybe it was on Twitter. It says just pulled it or something like that. I have no idea what he did. All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Would you want somebody protesting our show at an event like Rockets? Because then we get because then we get we get attention.
Yes.
But it's also, would it be negative attention if they think, what's so wrong with that show that somebody had to protest it? Probably not. Anybody who interrupts a sporting event is looked at pretty much universally as a chode.
Wait, maybe if they protested Cartpath only. If they protest Cartpath only, I'm all for them interrupting our show. Okay? That.
Here it is.
The scourge of man. It's going to bring down society.
It's oil.
It's about oil?
Just stop oil protests. Interrupt play twice. Oh. Jigsaw's taken off sale. Oh, they bought a jigsaw puzzle there.
Oh, they... Oh,
jigsaw taken off sale.
Okay, that you can buy jigsaw puzzles? Of course you can at Wimbledon.
At Wimbledon.
It's Wimbledon.
It's England. Of course. It's England with older people like,
oh, my God.
Well, oh, mommy, can I buy the jigsaw puzzle of center court? I don't know that we should do that.
Amazing statistics that we got to give you. And it's not even with, it has to do with Yonner Diaz. An amazing statistic we'll give you on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So don't go anywhere. Right now, you know what else is amazing? Siding and windows.
Yeah. Allstate Windows and Siding really is amazing when you get your energy bill and it's gone down so much because you actually made the decision to switch out your windows to energy efficient windows, double pane, double strength. And it's not like you get less, you actually get way, way more. When you have windows from Allstate Windows and Siding, they custom measure every single window in your home. They take the window out without any glass breakage. They are going to install it so that there's no leakage. You have double pane, double strength windows that add safety, add security, add noise reduction, and most importantly, add energy efficiency. Up to 40% greater energy efficiency is possible when you get new windows that are custom fit in double pane, double strength, and made right here in Texas. These are not made abroad. They're made right here in Texas by people who understand the weather patterns that we have, especially here on the coast. I mean, you know, we get brutal weather patterns, and they are made for those patterns. And that's why I highly recommend Allstate Windows. And they just look great. They look really good. They improve your curbside appeal. So whether it's siding work, whether it's window work, they're going to give big discounts to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners. You must mention that to get that discount, and that is going to be the hookup. Four generations of family members who take care of you with a product that really speaks volumes of what they're capable of doing for you. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
We're ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, thriving on chaos.
I'm here to kill chaos. That's my chaos.
Ambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
Get in the trench. 735 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So did you, I mean.
You know what? So the protesters actually. So it's Just Stop Oil, right? That's what the shirt said.
Just Stop Oil.
Just Stop Oil. BBC wrote an article that said, Just Stop Oil. What is it and what does it want? It was 23 hours ago. So this must have happened 24 hours ago, obviously. So they wrote an article, I'm assuming based on...
They now, don't they, want us been, to drill for oil anymore?
Well, what I'm saying is they actually did get attention.
Yeah.
They got somebody to write about it. I mean, they got attention from us, but you didn't know what it was. We're not going to delve into what they're looking for. I get it, based right. on Just Stop Oil.
Yeah.
I mean, do I need to get deeper into the subtext? Is there something else there I need to know?
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you have a cause and you interrupt Wimbledon, I guess you're going to get attention.
Yeah, not like everyone's going to boo you, but BBC wrote an article and they said, what is it and what does it want?
Now,
they actually wrote an
now,
article.
Now they're enabling them, aren't they? So in the next because they do give them the attention that they were looking for when they're protesting. I don't, maybe it's just me, but I just don't care enough about anything if you want to know the truth.
It's nothing personal.
People care about stuff.
Yeah, nothing personal. I mean, I'll make my personal choices and when I care about things, but I don't care enough to push
anything. Like if I was going to protest something, I would like, okay, when is the Bear season 3 coming out? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a protest so much as there's a time frame of
maybe
production.
Maybe pick it up.
Yeah.
Maybe if I did something like that, they'd pick up
or
production.
Or if you go to restaurants and you see somebody else get bread to their table and you're hungry and you don't get bread and then you find out you have to order the bread, you protest that?
Yeah. Or see.
If you have to pay for bread?
See, now that's where. I know there are a lot of restaurants are going to pay for bread. Mm-hmm. This is a bad.
Is it? Well. I mean, maybe we've got more free bread. Maybe we get shirts and we run on the
bring back free bread. Run on free bread.
Yeah, Minute Maid Park.
Freebread.com. Yeah. Yeah. That insinuates that bread was enslaved or was.
Well, but you have imprisoned. No, but Cosette, like, who was it that Javert or whoever got in big trouble for stealing bread?
Right. Yeah, it was Jean.
One of them.
Jean Valjean. No, it was a. What's his name?
Le Maire?
No. He's the, well, Valjean, he's the protagonist.
At last, right? we should know his name. Monsieur Le Maire, you wear a different jersey.
Wear a different
word. Before you say another word, Javert. Before you chain me up like a slave again. Jean Valjean, yeah.
Jean Valjean.
Listen to me. There is something that I must do.
Can you hear the people singing?
So our song, okay, so we figured it out. Our cause is free bread.
Free bread.
At dinner.
Yeah, because that's
at dinner table.
That is crap. A restaurant charges you for bread. Bread is free. Yeah.
They did have to make it with ingredients. Yeah, but come on, let's be real about the ingredients to make bread.
Mm-hmm.
Bread is, I know, I get that bread is a big margin winner for you, but how about you just do us a solid and just make some rolls? Just give us something. Mm-hmm. Or something. I'd like honey butter if we can, and maybe just, you know, different types of dippings. I just want that fruit. And if I have to protest to do it, I'm not going to.
That Wimbledon protester was protesting John's attack on Daniel Bard. No, he wasn't. He didn't even know about it.
Okay. You did attack Daniel Bard.
Daniel Bard.
You are a scurrilous.
Oh, my gosh.
You are a scurrilous. And, hey, so because I'm ADD, you made a comment, I really can't go anywhere else. Just Stop Oil. And you made a comment attacking a man who you call Pawpaw instead of Dusty about Yiner Diaz and Maldonado. Would you like to guess the at-bats between the two? It's way closer than you think.
The number of at-bats between... Yeah. Okay, how many at-bats do each of them have?
193 Maldonado, 165 Diaz. It's closing in.
It should be 320 and 80.
Not in April. It shouldn't. Diaz wasn't... You know, Diaz is...
No, right.
Diaz's OPS right now is...
And he's been playing every day.
797.
He's got 22 starts since Jordan went down. He's been much better at catcher.
I don't care. Just get him in a lineup. His bat is his bat.
No. Not when it's a 600 OPS versus 960.
Yeah, but he doesn't have as many at-bats other than catcher.
No, I know, but he's better catching. He's better when he's playing the field. Well, listen, a lot of guys think that. A lot of guys, they DH, they don't feel like they're part of the game. They don't. It's a lot more. It's like pinch hitting every third inning. It's different. It's harder. It's different.
I mean, as DH, you know, it is. It's a pretty even sample size. 77 at-bats catcher, 71 DH, 4 home runs catcher, 5 home runs DH.
Yeah, but look at the difference.
Now walks, 3 walks to 9 strikeouts, 1 walk to 19 strikeouts. That's just got to be, like, that's so drastically different. That's got to be who he faced. He must be facing drastically different pitchers. OPS, 600 OPS, 959. Like, it is drastically different for some bizarre reason. 19 strikeouts to 1 walk versus 9 strikeouts to 3 walks. Yeah, he hits way better as a catcher. I don't know if there's anything to it or not.
Yeah,
or maybe he just
feel like you're in the game.
But he may have faced also much better pitch. Or maybe he did more DHing.
A lot of guys just can't sit around. And Jordan doesn't like the DH. He wants to play left field. You can't just sit around all day and just think about your at-bats.
Okay, but how many of his DH at-bats were before this red-hot June that he had into July?
He's been
DHing. That's a question, too.
No, he's been DHing during...
He has been.
Yeah, he's been DHing during June. Yeah.
You do not want it with Diaz in July right
Speaking of June, Shohei Ohtani may have had the best month in baseball history.
Did he end up with 15 in June?
15.
Yeah. Home runs.
All time in the month. His batting average was 8th all time. On base, 8th.
8th all time?
The best.
Oh, in the month of June.
In the month of June.
What was
On base was 8th all time. Slugging 5th. Total bases tied for 5th. OPS plus 5th. Do you know who... did you remember this? So, did you remember Richard Hidalgo's September 2000?
No, that was the year they sucked.
Yeah. And it was September. It was the end of the season. We all just ignored Astros
baseball.
We were
on to the Rockets, probably.
Yeah. This was, okay.
Or no, oh no, we didn't have Texans.
So Richard Hidalgo's his month of September, the second highest WAR at 3.2, 477, 532, 953 slugging. He had 11 home runs, 32 RBIs over 28 games in September 2000 and one contest in October. If we dock him he had one of the – Richard Hidalgo in September of 2000 had one of the greatest months in baseball history.
What?
Yes. No, what? I just didn't even – I mean,
one of the greatest Junes.
One of the greatest months. It was September 2000.
Dude, I'm telling you, I remember a season.
He had 32 RBIs in 28 games, 11 home runs. Listen, a 477 average, 532 on base, 953 slugging.
Hold on. I think it was 2008 in the summer that Lance Berkman had, if I can find his splits, Lance Berkman had an insane month. I'm going to see if I can find it here. If it's too
well, Lance Berkman, if Lance Berkman was today, his 943 career OPS, he was right around 950 for 940 every year with the Astros. It was unbelievable.
Well, how about May? Lance Berkman, 9 home runs, 1,400 OPS.
1,400 OPS.
In 28 games.
Yeah.
He hit 471.
Yeah. That's a great.
With a 553 on-base percentage.
That was Hidalgo. Same thing in
2056 slugging. What was his?
953 slugging. Hidalgo was 953 slugging.
Oh, that wasn't OPS. You said that was slugging.
Slugging.
Oh, I thought that was OPS.
No.
What was his OPS?
His 14-something. Yeah.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah, Richard Hidalgo had one of the great, great months ever.
Heavens to Betsy.
744 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. This segment brought to you by Damaris Barbecue Smoked Wings. Perfectly smoked, tender, and juicy. These bad boys will knock your socks off. Rumor has it that you can get them. Oh, and by the way, get the Greek wings as well. The fried Greek wings with fries. It's awesome. That's a great way to watch football, people. Or baseball, or whatever you're watching at Damaris. 745 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Come on in.
ESPN, 97.5.com. Fighter of the night, man.
I miss you, night man, so bad.
I'm on my second guess, or maybe my second best. What do I have to do to know that I'm getting through? I don't have much.
Now back to two guys who would by now be recognized as common law married in at least 8 states, John and Lance, from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
No. Pro Football Focus being a little disrespectful again. A little bit. So they put out all the rankings. And the Texans, all 32 teams. And the Texans finished on average as, I don't know if they're the worst, but they're right there. Let me ask you this question. Quarterbacks in the league. Texans finished 30th out of 32.
What do you mean finished?
They ranked, PFF ranked
their... The Texans finished 30th?
Out of 32.
So the worst would be probably the Jets?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers?
No. Oh, you mean for this year?
Yeah, this year.
Oh, I thought you meant performance from last year.
This year.
The Texans 30th. I mean, I feel like that's disrespectful, but...
Okay. Would you rank them ahead of Baker Mayfield? The Tampa?
Possibly, yeah.
Ritter?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got the number 2 overall pick. And while Baker was the first pick, we've seen Baker now.
But give me the ones in front of them. I'll tell you if I'd rank them ahead. Just like
Well,
five
that's
of
just
them.
It. Who, I would put him ahead of those two guys. I would put him ahead of.
Well, you're saying quarterback, so we're taking the whole unit, right? So Davis Mills.
Case
and C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, but I think it's just about the starter. It's Kansas City is just about Mahomes. That's all.
Well, in Kansas City it is, but I mean probably for the Texans too.
Yeah,
but I do think you have to at least think about other quarterbacks with Desmond Ritter, with Baker Mayfield. You have to look at a little bit of the unit. So Carolina's got to be down there 29th, 28th.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I mean, you can't put Bryce Young much higher than CJ.
No.
Where's the Colts? The Colts aren't below CJ Stroud?
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
Anthony Richardson.
Well, are you going to rank Baker Mayfield?
Well, no, that's where Gardner Minshew comes in. There's probably value in Gardner Minshew. My guess is they're like 27th, the Colts, if I had to guess. But Gardner Minshew is going to be factored in more. The Tennessee Titans, you're not going to have Will Levis and Malik Willis. You're going to be thinking mostly about, you know, Ryan Tannehill. But the Titans can't be super high.
So I don't have the whole list. I just have the story. All the Texans rankings.
I bet you I could name the eight lowest. It'd be Washington with Sam Howell. It'd be Bryce Young and Carolina. It'd be the Colts.
Yeah.
It would be probably Tennessee would be on there. The Texans.
Oh, Tannehill's not going to be rated that low.
Tampa Bill. You don't think?
No. No.
Who put these ratings together in the
PFF.
Article?
All right. PFF. Offensive line, 25th of 32.
I feel like that's a little low, but.
So this story
I don't know why I'm saying that.
This story also came up. Extending offensive line, Titus Howard, next piece of business for the Texans.
I tell you, I'm not a big fan. I think you can find the next Titus Howard in his level of play for substantially less. Smart teams would let Titus walk, and they would go draft a tackle or bring one in a free agency. You wouldn't pay Titus Howard. You just wouldn't. You got to find where you're going to pay guys, where you're not going to pay guys. And I just think Titus Howard, you can find a better replacement. His level of play is solid. You can find solid. You don't need to overpay for solid.
Howard boasts back-to-back seasons with 70.0 plus pass blocking grades. And after finally getting a full season at right tackle, should become one of the highest paid right tackles in football.
That's why I'm passing. No.
Locking in Howard to an extension now would give the Texans bookend franchise tackles, holding down the left side and the right
Does he feel like a bookend franchise tackle to you? In all the years you've watched Titus Howard, is that your vibe?
You know,
I'm
okay with Titus Howard. I think he's
I'm okay at the right price.
Yes.
Not as one of the top paid tackles in football. I'm not good at that.
No, especially since like the who just got signed to right tackle to one of the biggest contracts in the NFL and one of the biggest tackle contracts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't agree. I don't agree with highest paid, but I'm okay. If you want to know the truth, if you had Laramie Tunsil on one side and Titus Howard on the other side for the next four or five years,
I'm fine
with it
at the right price, but I'm not going overboard with price because I know what good looks like in the NFL. I know what very good looks like, and Titus Howard is not very good. I think he's somewhere between, I think he's in the above average category. And if he's above average,
yeah,
that's not good enough to get great pay for above average. That's a dumb team does that.
Yeah.
Don't be that team. You paid Laramie Tunsil because you have to. Go draft and develop your own tackle. You can draft one in the first 40 picks and find a starter.
I say I think that the Texans should be higher than 25, but Kenyon Green has to take a big step, and then you got either a rookie or Quisenberry at center. So, you know, two-fifths of your line is actually up in the air, right? With Juice Scruggs or Quisenberry, and then
Scruggs,
Kenyon Green was terrible.
You got Kenyon Green, but you also added Shaq Mason.
But you're solid on three of the.
So you're paying Shaq Mason. Juice Scruggs is on a second round deal. What you do is if you let him walk, and you go draft a tackle or look in free agency at a relatively comparable player that you think you can coach up. I mean, if you can evaluate well and you have good coaching on the offensive line, you don't panic with overpaying a guy who is
I'm talking about ranking them and you know what, I guess I'm okay with 25th because you're uncertain on two of your positions.
Yeah, I guess. By the way, I'm looking at the quarterback rankings 2023 for PFF. They've got Anthony Richardson 32.
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah, they've got Desmond Ritter 31. Then they've got CJ Stroud 30. So I think they have Colt McCoy 29th. Baker Mayfield 28th.
See, I would put CJ ahead of them.
I would too. Sam Howell 27th.
I would put him ahead of him.
I might put him ahead of him too. Jordan Love 26th. I think that's where the cutoff starts to come in.
Right.
Yeah. So,
well, where's Bryce Young? 25th. Yeah,
he's being given.
He should be back.
Right. He's being given.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Garoppolo 24, Brock Purdy 23, Pickett 22, Mac Jones 21. Russell Wilson 20.
No, I don't have a problem.
Tannehill 19. I would put him a little lower.
See, I told
on this
you
list.
He'd be higher. Yeah,
I put him lower on this list.
But his stats are better.
They
than
got
you.
Justin Fields 18, and that's just based mostly on running.
Running backs.
Daniel Jones 17. This is actually a pretty good list.
Yeah,
I think.
It's not bad.
They did a pretty good job on
running
this.
Backs. The Texans are 13th of 32.
By the way, Deshaun Watson 13.
Probably in that neighborhood.
There was a time we were talking about top five.
Top five, yeah.
And now he's 13 and it feels right.
Yeah. Yep. It absolutely feels right. I have no idea how he's going to come back. Running backs, Texans 13 of 32.
Well, that's good.
It's good, but I might put
good.
The addition of Devin Singletary, I might put him.
I think that it's top third of the league. That's good. I mean, it's top half of the league. I think that's pretty good for having a rookie and a free agent you're bringing over who wasn't a full-time starter at Buffalo. That's not bad. I think that's a respectful rating. Tell me who they have ahead of them.
Yeah, do you look at
them?
Oh, yeah,
I'll have to do that.
You're there. I'm on this. I don't know. I just feel like it should be. Yeah, I guess I'm okay. Listen, they're in the teens in something, which is different than every other ranking.
Oh, okay, so they have unit rankings.
Yeah,
here's the unit rankings. And where did you say the Texans were,
13th? 13th.
Yeah, because they have individual. Seattle is 12th.
Okay.
With Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet.
Yeah.
The Ravens have J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards.
I don't know.
I don't know that I would put them ahead of.
I don't know.
Why are we going to just keep giving J.K. Dobbins flowers for maybe being healthy one year?
Right.
They have Dallas Cowboys. Which Tony Pollard looks like Zeke may end up coming back.
No, I think they told him no.
Oh, did they know on Zeke?
Yeah, they said, yeah, we're no on Zeke.
So Tony Pollard coming off injury, we'll see. L.A. Chargers, Giants, with Saquon Barkley. I think that's a pretty good rating for
the Texans.
I would argue maybe up one ahead of the Ravens.
Yeah.
I would argue maybe the Ravens down to 13. Seattle up to 12 and Houston up to or Seattle to 11, Houston to 12. That's probably what I'd do. And frankly, the Jets with Breece Hall coming back, Michael Carter and Israel Abanaconda, I actually think the Jets are going to be really good
this year.
And some people had been talking about Dalvin Cook coming there, which there's still no Dalvin Cook sighting.
All right, and before we take a break, offensively, the Texans receivers, where do you think they finished?
Ooh, 32.
It's the worst receiver room, you know, and then the Titans are probably 31. I think it's arguable with the Titans where that receiving room is, but it's bad. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll go over the defense on the other side. Don't go there.
ESPN 97.5.com. If you want in, you have to audition.
Hi, I'm Carrie Dubek, and I'm reading for the role of man at party who smells fart.